You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by Duel.
Duel.
Hello.
Or is it Duel?
Yeah, I'm alone, so.
Duel.
I'm missing my other buddy.
Have you guys done much travelling?
We've been to Australia and the South Island, yeah.
I just wonder if you go to different places, the people are going to say the band name differently.
Yeah, it happens, eh?
Mm.
Or like Duel.
Yeah.
Duel.
Duel, yeah.
Duel.
Duel, yeah.
Have you seen the Spielberg movie, Duel?
No, I haven't.
It's like this little orange car gets chased by this truck. It's before Jaws.
Oh, I have to check.
It's really good. It's really suspenseful.
Nah.
Should check it out. Everyone should check that out, actually.
The
I got
Duel,
that off my chest.
Is it called Duel?
No, it's just called Duel.
Just called Duel.
Yeah, it's Dynamite. Great movie. I got the deluxe edition on DVD a while back.
What's happening? Do you still have a DVD player? That's the question.
Well, a while back was... I meant that. Have you got Jam here?
Nah, it's
me.
All
right. Oh, I love the track.
Thank you.
Got ya. It's all making sense now.
But it's in the drink.
I've really got to look around before we go on here.
Now, Maurice from Duel has a bit of bartending experience. This is a Cocktail Corner feature. You're making us a cocktail.
He's so ready to go,
based
by the way.
Based on Honey, based around Honey, you've got a new song out with Cody Nielsen.
Yep.
Called Honey.
Congratulations on that, by the way. What a score.
Was that great working with Cody Nielsen?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a bit surreal, like, because he's... Jamie and I are both like major fans of, you know, pretty much everything that he's ever been done or made or whatever. So yeah, it was definitely quite buzzy. Like, it was like, yeah, but it turned out great. And
what's the studio like?
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool.
He's got some pretty sweet. Yeah, we've had him up to do a vocoder piece.
Yeah.
One time, but definitely you could tell he was a bit of a collector.
Yeah, he's got some great gear.
Mm.
Working with someone like that, I mean, what does he bring to the equation?
I think he brings his own sort of flavor to it, you know, with this song, like the rhythm section of the song is what he brought to it, you know.
He's a snappy drummer.
Yeah, his drumming straight away just like sort of changed the whole.
Does he just have one drum kit at his house?
John. He'll have more snares than everything else, I'd say. Should we, how are we going to do this? Because we just talked about the track. Now we're not going to play it or...
I reckon we can drop into this cocktail because it's a honey base.
Yeah,
there's a bit of honey base
squeezing
cocktail.
And a bit of.
Okay, you do what you got to do, mate. We'll mic it up.
Maurice from Duel, make this cocktail for us, please.
Okay.
Talk us through it as well as you go. Talk us through exactly what you're doing.
It's three ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So there's honey syrup, I should say,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty much honey and water, like equal parts.
Right.
There's lemons,
mm.
fresh. From the garden.
They look kind of random and fresh. I like that.
From your garden?
There's two from my garden, actually.
Can I see those ones?
These
look like Tahitian limes. Are they really lemons?
No, I think they just needed a little bit longer on the tree.
They just need to grow a bit.
To be honest.
Okay.
And then we have
How dare you question the lemons, by the way?
Now, the perfect lemons to make this drink is like a Maya lemon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is like a juicier sort of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to use... lemons for cocktails, like a Maya lemon is the one.
I need to expand my
juicy
or lemonade lemon. I think Maya lemons are lemonade lemons.
Mm.
Anyway, so it's those three.
Okay.
So everyone's got some vodka or some lemons.
Okay.
Or your neighbors might have a lemon tree.
Or a vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka
or
bottle.
Or a vodka bottle. Yeah.
So this is this going to be a shaken cocktail?
Yes, we are shaking.
Okay. R.I.P. by the way to the man.
Yeah.
So you want to roll your lemon?
So, Maurice is rolling
his
lemon.
You are going. You want the juice. He's trying to get it.
Yeah.
He's cutting in now. There you go. Half a lemon. Yeah.
He's rolling. Maurice from Duel is rolling the lemons, cutting them in half.
Just be careful.
Okay.
We're just gonna get rid of that.
Yeah.
Excess citra.
It's very nice.
Just make sure you're.
There we go.
Talking into the mic, there, Maurice from Duel. That wasn't Duel. That was Duel.
I mean, like,
this is usually Jamie's Jamie's job, but
You've got a nice little sort of
squeezing
muddler.
So we're squeezing now.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Does Jill often make cocktails together?
Jamie did this thing called Quarantini. Where he started making cocktails with his parents.
Mm.
He still lives with them, and
good way to pass the time with parents.
Yeah.
And yeah, like that during their quarantine, they kind of just like
got your face with mum
and dad.
That's great.
We need another bottle of vodka.
And then I think he said, "All right, no, No more. Need a couple of days off.
Up to just having a few with mum and dad.
I mean, favourite TV shows to watch with mum and dad.
Not a bad yield from that lemon,
not
by
a
the
bad
way.
One. We'll do two, eh?
Yeah. And I'm figuring the honey's gonna just mellow it out nicely. Anything we need to know about this honey? You've just put Jill stickers on, haven't you?
Pretty much.
Maurice, tell us about your bartending experience. Where have you worked in hospitality before?
Well, my dad was a chef.
Okay.
And my brother is a chef also. So
yes.
And my parents owned a cafe and a restaurant when they were...
Do you do cocktails at your cafe?
Minimal.
And, well... Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Everyone else in the family, you were just kind of mucking around playing basketball out there.
Eating all the nice food.
Okay, did you have any cocktails with Cody Nielsen when you were recording the song? Did you wish you...
Because the song kind of feels like you should have a cocktail. But I don't know, do you know, the rhythm's all that.
Okay, so
lemons are done.
We've got the lemon. We've got the juice of a couple of lemons. We've got the honey sugar syrup.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Honey syrup, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
That's
and what's
like,
getting added now? What's this?
So this is our honey syrup.
Okay, know,
which
that
is
makes
mean,
sense.
Which is chilled and nice. Let's check those. All right.
Lovely martini glasses, by the way, with strong, big, square cubes in there.
Are these getting about 60 mils?
60 mil, yeah. So it's 15,
honey mil, honey
15 juice.
Yes.
And,
60 milli.
And 60. Mm. Well, 30 really, but we're making doubles.
30 milli.
And then our premium.
Going with the absolute classic here, Smirnoff.
No.
Is it not?
Stoli.
Stoli.
Okay.
Stoli, widely available.
In these great little bottles.
Most liquor stores, you just get these little ones of Stoli. How much Stoli into each one?
So it's 45 per drink.
45? Oh, yeah, there we go. 90. Yep. I'm liking this one. I'm a looking and I'm a liking.
Okay.
All right. Ready to.
You're quite proud of yourself with that, aren't you?
Shake now. So we're going to get rid of the ice.
Jim Carrey, actually. Okay. So this is going to add ice.
Yep, just that's a chilled glass. Where did you get these cubes from? Who do you know in the cube game, making cube ice cubes?
Do you have
like
an ice machine at home?
No, it's those pre-molds actually.
Oh,
soft pre-mold plastic one. Yeah, are they the blue ones or?
It's a black one actually.
Oh, black one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was free in the mail.
Free in the mail.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
It was free. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have.
But they're cool.
So.
They're good.
So we've got a chilled. We've got four chilled martini glasses here on the deck.
The ice is gone. Taking the ice out now.
Maurice, how are you feeling actually, having to make a cocktail on air?
I mean, I've made them in a lot of places, but on air is
it's a different experience.
But then, like, when you're making them with people looking. I remember the first time I made a cocktail, and I couldn't get the shaker, off. And there was a couple riders standing right in front of me, you know?
Yeah.
And the bar was like, you couldn't hide.
Sword
in
the stone.
Yeah.
And I just had to say, look, it's my first
experience.
Time, you know?
Just
kind of
pulled the fingers, you just pulled the fingers at them and walked off, kind of thing.
Well, I just asked the barman when he came back. I was like, bro. So that was really embarrassing. But anyway.
Did he do like a little judo chop? And you were like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
All right.
John's been in a similar situation, actually. It's scary. It's scary.
A couple of weeks ago, yes, I was. Shaking the egg white cocktail.
Yeah.
Something happened there.
Touch and go, it really was.
Like 20 seconds.
You're not giving it a vigorous shake, it's a casual shake.
Put your elbow into it.
No, maybe that's what he wants to do. Don't question his shake. I'm saying what the shake is, that's all. Let the boy shake.
Ungrateful BFM driver is telling me what to do.
There's actually a thing like that, I think, with bartenders. Like,
oh, imagine
you're
someone
not shaking
imagine,
it right, dude.
Imagine
you're
someone like, ordering a drink and then telling the bartender to shake it harder as they're shaking it. I just know that happens on the regular.
We were up at Galbraith's a couple of days ago having a beer with Keith Galbraith himself.
Mr. Galbraith.
And apparently he had to come down to the front of the house and chat to an irate customer who was pulling him up on what an IPA should taste like.
It's true.
And... it's an interesting experience, I guess. We're much the same here on BFM Drive.
He's going for another smack. He's going for another casual shake. Because it's just the one big lump of ice in there, so it makes like a weird noise.
Usually there'll be like, you know, a lot more.
So now that Jewel has drums in the band, are you guys, do you guys flirt with live percussion and like shakers and stuff anyway, or have you?
He's got a couple. He's got like a shaker.
Yeah.
I've got an avocado shaker.
Do you still have a beat there that he's drumming along to, or is it all drums now?
Nah, it's all drums.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Maurice, how does it feel to have a live drummer in the band? What does it add? Is it just like you guys like, oh wow, we've really taken it to the next step?
It's just more like human. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I don't know.
Quite literally.
It's pretty much the. Thing, yeah, it just makes more like a real experience and like a real.
What's next? The bass player?
Feels good.
Yeah, are you gonna play bass?
Nah.
Have you thought about that?
Bass and sing, yeah.
It's your party, man. I'm just
nah,
thinking
I don't
out loud.
Think I will. Yeah. I think baby steps. You've got
a drummer.
You know?
Yeah, no. I think it's a good addition.
All right, these are ready now.
Nice desert look.
All right.
Donkey.
This looks good, mate, and I think this is
like
a nice, simple vodka, right?
Oh,
very
the honey.
Sweet.
Mm.
Lemon.
I actually am really surprised about the honey. It was really coming through strong on this one. It's great.
You get that. Well, I mean, usually the people use sugar syrup.
Mm. Mm.
But I was wondering why they don't use honey all the time.
I enjoy honey in my tea instead of sugar.
Yeah, honey.
I really do.
Honey, yeah.
A little vanilla kind
of. But it just costs too much, you know?
I'm vibing on this. It's good.
Yeah, mate, it's great. All that.
Wouldn't want to have a little cut on the lip, though.
All the added health benefits of honey in your cocktail.
Do you know them off by heart?
Vitality, energy,
get to mind your beeswax. Right on. Thanks, man.
No, it's not bad.
Mm.
I'd be keen to try with the egg white too, eh?
Yeah, you could give
sour, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that could be a total zone. Yeah. This is nice, though. This is tennis.
I've like drunk this in two sips, so it's obviously, it's clearly good.
Tell us about Jules' recent outing very soon.
What are your summer plans? What's on the horizon, mate?
All right, so we have a show on the 5th at Lot 23.
Where's Lot
23? It's in Eden Terrace. It's kind of, it's kind of cool venue. It's sort of like a little bit like Secret Squirrel, you know? Like, it's cool. You can kind of do whatever you want there. So, we're playing there. And then the 19th, we're playing at We Heart Aotearoa.
Where's
Festival.
That one?
Is that the race course, Alexandria?
Is that the free one?
That's moved from downtown out to Alexandria.
Yeah, I think
outdoor.
It was outdoor. Yep, outdoor.
Oh, all right.
That's a powerful
that's
build.
Awesome.
Like leisure and stuff on that building.
Yeah, Troy Kingy. Mm.
Is it still sold out?
I think so. I'm not entirely sure. Really.
That'd be a great show to go to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I think just playing in summer's like.
Have you got a couple of other?
Yeah, so we've got that, and then we have a show at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Supporting Silicon, which will be dope.
Wow.
And then what else?
When's that?
February, I think.
That sounds mad. I remember gigs at the museum.
I remember
going to see An Emerald City.
Yeah.
Many years ago at the museum.
Nice and
I saw them at St. Kevin's.
Mm.
I remember that show, that was crazy. And then we have Splore and then Waterborne Festival in Takapuna.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Oh, on the beach.
I think so, I hope so. That'd be cool.
What are your tips to first-time Splore attendees? How do you survive a weekend at Splore?
The thing is, I've never been as like a punter. Like, I've only ever like
performed
worked,
or worked.
Performed,
no, it's
performed
like a strong
worked,
brag, man.
You know?
Jeez,
nah, but like, I don't know. Seriously, I think it's different, you know? Like,
yeah, totally.
You got some responsibility. It's like, okay.
My tip, don't dress up at all.
Just.
Yeah, but it's not worth it. It's
sunscreen?
Way better because everyone else is doing it anyway.
Baked beans.
Baked beans from the can, yeah.
Water.
Yeah, water.
Okay. What can you tell us? We're going to drop into honey. very shortly. Tell us a bit about the song, aside from what you've already told us.
Yeah, we wrote it.
What is it you already told us about it?
Probably nothing, yeah.
True.
We wrote it together pretty quick, actually, like from a jam.
You and Jamie?
Yeah.
Hey.
Within like an hour, actually. This one came real super, super fast.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, it's had various sort of shapes and forms, but yeah, it kind of just wrote it.
How long had it been around before you jumped in the studio with Cody?
Almost a year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we just called it sort of never... We'd played it live a few times and never sort of settled on the way we wanted it to sound. And then, reached out to him, sent him the demo. He liked it. He changed the rhythm up, which is cool. And, yeah, that's kind of most of it about that song, yeah.
Nice. And do you guys demand this cocktail on your rider, or...?
I wish, eh?
Hey, thanks so much for the cocktail, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Say hi to Jamie when you see him and keep kicking ass.
Cheers.
We'll see you around summer, no doubt.
5th of December in Auckland, Lot 23.
Lot 23, yeah, 5th of December.
Okay.
Here's Honey by Duel.
Duel.
Did I say it right? Fuck.
was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.